The returned cards are only one of the problems the State Audit Bureau will look into. The numbers are still in dispute, but at last count as many as 10,000 verification cards from Milwaukee County could not even be processed. Republican State Representative Suzanne Jeskowitz of Milwaukee chairs the legislature's Joint Audit Committee. She says it was an ongoing investigation by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that prompted legislators to launch their own.
I hate to pick up the journal and just see what they're alleging every day, but if indeed it's true, then we need to go in, find out what's wrong, and correct it, because we need to clean this up.
Many of the verification cards in Milwaukee lacked names or birth dates. State Representative Jeff Stone of Greendale has carried out his own investigation. Stone's aide, Mike Pirates, attributes some of the problems to apathy on the part of poll workers.
You cannot readily explain without a certain amount of apathy how a registration card can be processed in a person vote that doesn't have a name on it. You would think that would be sort of basic.
State Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy says some problems can be explained by the success of the massive Get Out the Vote efforts this year. He says many polling stations weren't prepared for the number of voters who showed up. He also pointed to the large number of poll watchers who turned out to watch for fraud or voter suppression. He says one solution might be to convince those poll watchers to become poll workers.
That would have been the best focus of the energies of all of our election protection observers. They could have done everything that they were doing now that they did for this. Plus, they would have been able to help the system rather than just be another body at the polling place.
State investigators hope to work closely with an ongoing federal voter fraud investigation in Milwaukee being carried out by the U.S. Attorney's Office. The state audit will also examine voter registration procedures in several other counties around the state. It will make recommendations for changes in a report expected sometime this summer. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.